This is Nachyomi, Sefer Melachim Bet, chapter 20. Chizkiyahu HaMelech is ill, and he's visited by Yishayahu the prophet, who informs him that he should put his affairs in order because he's soon going to die. Once the prophet has left, Chizkiyahu prays to Hashem, asking that in the merit of all of his righteous deeds, he should be spared. Before Yishayahu has exited the city, he receives a message from Hashem, ordering him to return to Chizkiyahu and to tell the king that his prayer has been answered. In 3 days, Chizkiyahu will be well enough to visit the Beit HaMikdash, and he will enjoy another 15 years of life. During this time, Hashem pledges to continue to protect the Jewish people from the threat of Assyria. Yishayahu instructs the king's attendants to bring him a cake of figs, which is placed on the rash of Chizkiyahu, healing it, apparently to demonstrate that he will recover soon. Chizkiyahu requests a sign from the prophet to validate his message. Yishayahu offers the king two options. Either the shadow on the sundial can move forward by 10 degrees or it can recede 10 degrees. Chizkiyahu chooses the latter and witnesses a miraculous confirmation of the prophet's words. The king of Babylonia has heard of the illness and subsequent recovery of Chizkiyahu and sends a delegation to visit him and to bring him gifts. Chizkiyahu welcomes the Babylonian representatives and provides them with a grand tour, displaying to them his treasuries, precious metals, spices, and weaponry, and other evidence of his success and accomplishment. Shortly after, Yishayahu again visits Chizkiyahu and inquires about the origin of the delegation and its purpose. Chizkiyahu explains that the men came from Babylonia and that he showed them his house and all he possessed. Yishayahu informs Chizkiyahu that Hashem has decreed that in the future the Babylonians will conquer Jerusalem and carry all the wealth that they have seen back to their homeland. Chizkiyahu accepts this and affirms the word of God. He consoles himself with the knowledge that these developments will not occur in his own lifetime. Chizkiyahu dies and is succeeded by his son Menashe. We can, in sharp contrast to the bright and hopeful tone of the early years of his reign, the career of Chizkiyahu ends on a relatively negative note. Interestingly, the sages comment that he was stricken with illness because he never expressed gratitude to the Almighty for the miraculous salvation of his people from Assyria that we read about in the previous chapter. This suggests that the rabbis perceived in Chizkiyahu a specific character flaw, a sense of pride and entitlement he developed on account of his religious reforms and devotion to Hashem. He felt that he had all of this blessing coming to him. We can catch a subtle hint of this attitude even in the text of the otherwise sincere and heartfelt prayer of Chizkiyahu. He asks Hashem to heal him and allow him to live in the merit of his own righteousness and religiosity. However, when Hashem promises Chizkiyahu an extension of the 15 years of life and protection from the threat of Ashur, he declares that these blessings will be granted for the sake of his name and for the sake of King David, not because Chizkiyahu deserves them. One detects a slight rebuke in this message. Hashem is telling Chizkiyahu not to bank so much on his own merits, not to romanticize what he has achieved and assume that God is compelled to reward him for it. Indeed, our rabbis also point out that when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem, he never invoked his own merit. He always made requests based on the merit of the patriarchs. Chizkiyahu, on the other hand, took the unprecedented and apparently inappropriate step of asking for Hashem's grace by virtue of his own righteousness. Chizkiyahu's self-aggrandizement is reflected in the manner in which he greets and interacts with the delegation from Babylonia. In an apparent attempt to impress them, he flaunts his great wealth and power, not once mentioning Hashem, nor taking them on a visit to the Beit HaMikdash. We can and should contrast this behavior with that of Shlomo HaMelech, who used the visit of the Queen of Sheba, Malkat Sheva, as an opportunity to glorify the name of God, emphasizing the role of the temple and the wisdom of Torah in the success and prosperity of Israel. The Queen of Sheba and her attendants recognized the opulence and power of Shlomo's kingdom as a function of Hashem's providence, and not as a manifestation of human majesty itself. After his recovery from illness and his recognition, as expressed in his prayer, that his accomplishments were gifts from the Almighty, Chizkiyahu should have seen the visit of the Babylonian delegation as a golden opportunity to sanctify God's name, share his insight, inspire them, and teach them about the Torah in service of Hashem. Instead, he fell back into a self-centered perspective, basking in the glory and honor that Babylonia bestowed upon him, and wishing to meet or exceed their expectations by showing off his wealth and power. Even in the way he tells Yishayahu that people came from Babylonia to see him can be seen as a kind of a bragging. This failure was Chizkiyahu's last and most decisive mistake. Had he played his cards differently and responded to the situation right in the right way, he would have set a direction and a tone for his monarchy that could have been learned and perpetuated by his successor. In this way, as our sages comment, he could have ushered in the messianic era. However, he tragically traded the bigger picture of the monarchy serving as supporter of the Beit HaMikdash and representative of Hashem for the fleeting momentary enjoyment of being honored as an important leader of the region. His choice would have had a domino effect on the future trajectory of the kingdom. And sadly, because he made the wrong choice, it would ultimately eventuate in the destruction of Yehuda. Unfortunately, true to form, Chizkiyahu was unconcerned with the long-term prognosis of the nation, preferring to focus on the fact that he will be able to reach the end of his own career peacefully and respectably.